Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Vav, and we're learning. Going to be learning Simen Zayin. Mitzvah Kaddish Al Yayin. So the mitzvah is to say Kiddush on Yayin. Chazal set it up. Then the next step he deals with is dealing with make a bracha on raisin wine. The raisins is really wine. It's grapes which have dried out, but because they're dried, sometimes they don't put enough flavor into the wine into the process. The halachic status of wine, and he discusses that point. Since practically most people nowadays are not grappling with using raisin wine, historically in northern Europe they couldn't grow grapes there, and import and export of such things was difficult. So they used to make raisin wine. Practically nowadays, I'm not aware of anybody who uses raisin wine. So skipping down two lines, Kach Malayim Mevushel. The law is you allowed to make kiddush on Yayin Mevushel. This is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam Shita is that you cannot use Yayin Mevushel. Yayin Mevushel was not kosher to be used for the wine which went on the Mizbeach. Wine which had any type of additives in it, whether it be sugar or anything else, was not kosher to be put on the Mizbeach. The Rambam holds that the Yayin which is used for Kiddush has to meet the same criteria as the Yayin which was used on the Mizbeach. However, the Rambam says the Minhag is not like the Rambam, like the Rishonim who argue on the Rambam, that's not true. And therefore, Yayin Mevushel is kosher for Kiddush. If a person wants to be makar the sheets of the Rambam, he would have to get wine, which there's no additives at all. And there's not any types of preservatives. So besides the fact that it has to be not pasteurized, which arguably is considered bishul, it has to be that there's no additives at all, no sugar, which many wines have no sugar added, but sometimes they have other things added as preservatives. They can't have anything else added. So the Chayyadim says that we pass in like the Rambam that the person can be Mekadosh on Yayin Mevushel. And then he goes back to the raisins. So therefore you can cook the raisins, and even though soaking the raisins usually does not get the full flavor that you need to make it, have it give it the halachic status of wine, when you cook the raisins, usually that is effective. So again, I'm not going to discuss those points. Let's skip down again another line. At the end of the next line, so now he talks about the halach of Gilui. So let's clarify the halach of Gilui. There's two parts of the halach of Gilui. There's the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara was in places where snakes were common. There was a certain type of snake which would drink from liquids and leave a venom in the liquid. And therefore, it was also to drink those liquids which were left open because of the concern that there was poison in it. There was the venom of the snake in it. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that the Rambam follows that as well, that in a place where nechashim are not common, where these types of snakes are not common, there's no Isser of Gili. So the Isser of Gili, which is a concern of danger, doesn't apply in most of the places where we live. But then he moves, there's a second issue, that even though there's not a concern of the danger, but wine which is left open tends to go flat a little bit. It loses its flavor. Sometimes things fall into the wine. So it would not be something that you would then take a couple of that type of wine and present it. You had a very, very chush of a guest. You had the governor. They were talking about the governor, which had wielded a tremendous amount of authority and power, would come to your home. You wouldn't dare give him such a cup of wine. So if you wouldn't give it to your you wouldn't offer this to your feches, which means to the person who was in control of the country. Why are you offering it to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So it's inappropriate to do that. So that's what the Chaim is discussing. He's discussing the second issue of this. It's inappropriate. It's important to be very careful that the yain is not left open, and that therefore you have these concerns. So as long as the wine is sitting on the table and people are around, so it's less of an issue, but in general it's appropriate to keep the wine corked when you want to use it for this purpose. Now, let's say a person did not cork the wine, and that's all the wine he has available, but he haven't caused manchel, hifik tamay, what do the kaddish love? If you could taste it and you see that the flavor is still a good flavor, it has not lost its flavor. Some wines, because of the additives which are added to them, or because
the wine bottle, the neck is very narrow, so it doesn't really lose flavor over there. So all of those would be bidi ebed. One could use that wine, even though it had been left as magula. Now he says, "Mekomakim nearly the dafka mekomakim shayyan biyarker lo kapti kuli high begilimut." We're discussing wine was expensive, and therefore people, because of the fact that it was expensive, they're forgetful to get. People would sort of overlook the fact that it had been open for a little bit of time, because why should they want to use wine which has been somewhat affected negatively when I can get better wine? Well, the answer is it's too expensive to buy new wine, so I'll use the old wine. The place where you're dealing with something which is easily available and cheap, then you should not use gilui. Therefore, Abul Makadosh al Shecher Yizar Bezeh. But in case of a person is saying Kiddush on Shecher, on beer, so the person has to be Makbet on Gilui. Beer was much more available, it was not expensive. If it left the Gilui, you would have to replace it with a different type of cup of beer before you would make Kiddush. The parameters of when you can say Kiddush on beer, Bezeh, we will talk about. Meanwhile, have a good day.